the Ad Council.
We're playing what you're saying, as the old Doug Steffen line, and lots of other people used the same line when they were rock jocks in the 60s. We're playing what you're saying here on the radio, Richie. It's Jack Miller here on the air, and oh, you're loving the day. It's a swell day. Everything is fine and dandy. Sun is out. Temperatures are beautiful. We're going to have a wonderful day here. And if you stick around listening to the radio, you could have a big bonus because I am going to give away naked pictures of Jennifer later on in this hour. Woo-hoo! So stay tuned for that. All right, so anyway.
Was that you in the bushes?
Peter Greenberg, speaking about being in the bushes, has some interesting tips on how to find free Wi-Fi while you're traveling later on in this hour. We'll have a visit to what we're doing. This is the miscellanea hour, and I'm almost tempted to go over the deep, to the dark side. Well, I'm going
to
go over the edge. I'm thinking anyway. My mind is sort of about ready to jump off the cliff. I'm like this close to jumping off the cliff.
Why?
Well, because I'm thinking of talking about what's wrong and trying to fix it. You know how I get when I get into these things. I see these stories. I sense. I get a lot of my attitudinal stuff from reading things that most people don't read, or I try to expose myself to all kinds of things from the left and the right and the rich and the poor, and just I want to know what everybody's thinking about everything. And after I've had a five-hour plane ride, I'm extraordinarily dangerous. And thus is the...
Yeah, I can attest to that.
Yeah, after nosing around four or five different magazines yesterday...
Yeah, he has time to read on airplanes.
Yeah, and I suck all this stuff in. And so when I see that once we had passage of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, we all... No, that's the new health care bill, right? You're happy about that? No. Here's something that will upset some people. And I guess I'm asking you to think about how you fix this. And rather than the usual, the Republicans have to fix it by dumping it. But just think about who it was that thought this made sense, the rule requiring insurers to cover children with pre-existing conditions. To most of us, that seems to make sense, right? If there was any good part of the bill... That, there were some things. There's never anything that's all bad or all good. There were some things in here that were good, at least to address anyway. And children who don't have coverage and have some serious problems, like this kid we were talking about in the last hour has leukemia, right? There should be some insurance for that kid. Anyway, so the regulation, according to the writers, the crafters of this is how they don't think about things. They said that the idea was to make health coverage more accessible to children. Fine, good. That's good motivation, right? But already it has had the opposite effect. At least six of the major insurers who are required, if they sign on to be a part of this procedure, this process, have decided to cancel. The easiest way to comply with the law is to stop selling child-only insurance. So the policies that were effective or available before are now no longer available because there apparently is a thing called gaming in the insurance business. You know what that is? Families pick up coverage just before they get treatment, and they drop it right after they get the treatment. Right.
Huh.
So there was a limited enrollment period created in the law to discourage this kind of behavior, but insurers say the rule was not was so vague that it may have allowed a parent to purchase a child's policy on the way to the doctor's office, get the doctor's visit or the hospital visit paid for, And when you're leaving the hospital, you cancel the insurance. So about 10% of the individual insurance market is children-only insurance. I honestly didn't even know that that existed. Did you, Roberta, that there were policies available just for children? Just for various,
There's that, what is that, Gerber Life thing that you see?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
You see advertised?
Yeah, right. There's a substantial number of parents who won't be able to get their children coverage that they want because of this sort of thing. So how do you fix it? Hopefully, the geniuses in Washington, when you know as well as I do, all this stuff is going to be on the target board as soon as things happen back in Washington in January. So hopefully somebody's going to be smart enough to have figured out that this needs to get fixed. Okay. You want to know what else needs to be fixed?
What?
This is easier to fix.
My plumbing?
Oh. Yeah. Your plumbing can be fixed.
Good luck with that.
Fix your plumbing. There are, in American prisons, 74,000 men and women over the age of 55. 74,000 men and women over the age of 55 in American prisons.
Hmm.
For example, a guy who was convicted of murder, 79-year-old Ray Tatum, who can't walk. He can't actually move. He's in a wheelchair. He's just able to take nourishment. His family wanted to take him home to die, and the judge said, nope, he's a hardened criminal who's a danger to society. So you and I, the taxpayer, have to keep paying $40,000 a year plus medical expenses to keep this old duffer dirtbag in jail instead of letting him go home to die. Is anybody...
I'd have to see what he did first.
He killed somebody. So what?
Mm.
He's not going to kill anybody else. He's done. He's on his last leg. So why wouldn't you let him out of jail and send him home?
You know, I may have been on board with you with this until the Lockerbie guy got set free to go home and die. And
he got an extra year, but
he spent
dead.
A year at home with his family that I wish he would have just sat in a jail cell and rotted
first.
Yeah,
I know. Right.
But
Ed Urich, you're willing to pay $40,000 a year for that?
In some cases, there might be some cases where I would say, let him go home and die with his family. But
all right, let me bring you closer to home, Richie.
Okay.
The Deerfield Correctional Center is in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
It's the main facility. They have a jail, a prison built just for old prisoners. They move the old prisoners who are not a real danger. They shuffle them off to this prison.
They have bingo every day?
They have a buffet.
Whatever it is.
Early
whatever.
Buffet.
Yep. The state taxpayers, you, Richie, are paying because Virginia eliminated parole in 1995. So maintaining law and order there means asking you, the taxpayer, Richie, to pay for a lifetime worth of medical bills. Most of the people that are in this prison are there because they need hospitalization. So it's a prison hospital, in essence. Mm. So all these people that are, and by the way, if they're in a life sentence, why do you bother to treat them if you want them to die?
Right.
Why do you let them die?
Let's keep them alive.
So they, I mean, hello, is this, am I being cruel? Is that cruel and abusive?
Then you're basically giving somebody the death sentence if you don't treat them.
You have them, they have been a life in prison is a death sentence if there's no chance for parole.
Right.
Right?
It is.
So there's a national group called the Sentencing Project focusing on the inequalities in the criminal justice system. And it basically says that those people who are in jail who are really bad, rapers, murderers, those sorts of people, are getting better treatment because they stay in jail longer than those who are in for a shorter period of time. And therefore, the system is going to get sued because there's prejudice on the part of the system to those who are in for life versus those who are in for 5 to 10. Got it? Now you tell me that any of this makes any sense whatsoever. And the people in jail for carjacking for life because they're 3 times and you're out, those people. What are we doing?
Right,
it's crazy. To spend the kind of dough that we do, this has become one of those cottage industries. And you look at the bill, trillions of dollars.
You don't believe in the 3 strikes, you're out?
No, I do not. Now, when a guy steals a pizza or jacks a car and you send him to jail for the rest of his life, no, sorry, no sale. Mm. I don't believe in it at all.
So if it's something, I don't want to hear anything out of you when a guy who's been in front of the judge 15 times,
you're not going to play that game
somebody.
With me. No,
yeah,
I'm not saying
right now. Watch
three strikes and you're out. There's a refined process. If the guy's a murderer, then he goes to jail for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah,
if he steals a car, then he doesn't. No, you don't steal a car and go to jail for the rest of your life. Makes no sense whatsoever. You don't steal a pizza and go to jail for the rest of your life.
What happens? Because these people are stupid. They keep doing
the
same crimes.
Somehow or other, you make a decision what is the most serious crime, and you have the three-strike law applied
for that. But you think the guy, Doug, how do you think the guy? The guy doesn't start out, a criminal doesn't start out at murder.
You don't send somebody to jail and pay $40,000 to keep him there if he's 30 and he's got three strikes.
How much is your kid's life worth? How much is your kid's life worth?
No, that's not it, and don't give me that specious argument.
It is.
It has no. It's carjacking. It's a pizza that was stolen. It isn't somebody who gets murdered.
A carjacker doesn't start out as a carjacker. He starts out stealing pizzas.
This
is the third thing. Then he moves up to a carjacker. Then he moves up to murder.
Automatically, baloney. That's a lie.
No, not automatically.
Yes, it is.
But nobody murders somebody.
I'm telling you,
their first crime.
We are nuts to send three strikers away for 40, 50 years at 40 grand a year. A lot of these people want to go away because they can't get a job.
That's what
they're doing is they're playing you as a sucker. You're a sucker.
I'm not a sucker.
Yes, you are. You're a sucker.
I think.
You are a sucker.
You just get sucked into this.
Oh,
we're paying $40,000 to keep this guy in jail.
You're a sucker.
Because he stole a car.
Too many
That's
people in jail. Right, exactly.
Next time he's
going to
steal a car with your grandkid in it, and your grandkid's going
to
get kidnapped.
Who says that that's going to happen? If that's the case, then he gets
sent
to jail.
It happens all the time. Read the news every day.
Nah.
Every single day.
Nah. You're full of bullshit. Wanted dead or alive, Rich McFadden, 18 after on Good Day.
You're funny.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old McGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Be jolly at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Doors open Friday 8 a.m. and Saturday 7 a.m. for our best morning specials until 1 p.m. Like 1/10 carat diamond box jewelry, $29.99. Junior sweaters and sweater dresses, $19.99. Jeffrey Bean and Oscar de la Renta sweaters for him, $19.99. Bella Pacina novelty electrics, $14.99 after $5 mail-in rebate. And 1 carat diamond earrings, $599. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry!
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want!
Correct!
I can't believe this!
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
If you do things the right way, not the way Rich does things, you're going to succeed.
That's
right. If you think about things correctly, not the way Rich does, you'll meet your goals. If you keep pursuing things the best way, not the way Rich does things,
that's right.
You'll, at the end of the day, know exactly.
And if you hire your right-hand man to be one of the guys like Rich, you're certainly doomed.
Down the trash.
Yeah.
21 after on Good Day.
I'm going to kill your show.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Only 55 degrees here in Las Vegas.
Yeah. I think we're up into the 20s today in D.C.
Good for you.
Grooving with me?
Yeah, we're all grooving.
Yeah.
We're grooving. All right. George Michael, the latest name being mentioned to be a judge on the U.S. version of X Factor.
But breaking news, Simon Cowell said absolutely not. It is not George Michael.
Really?
He went to his house last month, and he offered him $1.5 million. But where do you get that? I see... Simon says George is going to take the job. So where did you get that?
I saw last night that he was on with Terry Seymour, his ex-girlfriend, on Extra or Access Hollywood or whatever it is, and he said absolutely not, that that George Michael would not be the new judge.
Simon knows Americans love him. He's as big in the U.S. as he is in the U.K.
Plus, the guy's going to fall asleep during judging.
He's a true star and has wit and experience for the job. So you have something different than that.
Let's look it up.
All right. You can check that out. Meanwhile, it's time for... today's music contest, Name That Christmas Tune. While Jennifer's looking up the story on George Michael, we have something far more important for you and a way for you to win in our 12 Days of Christmas, one of those Zuzu pet thingamabubbers, which is the best, supposedly most popular
one
Christmas
of the hottest toys
again.
Out there right now, yep.
All right, Zuzu pets are the prize if you can identify this tune. That's it. 800-510-8255. If you know that tune, it's a Christmas song done by one of the world's most popular singers. Play it again, Richie. 800-510-8255. This is not, as we progress to the better prizes, it's kind of like when you're doing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. First question is worth $2,000. Okay, that's pretty easy. Next one's 10. Not so bad. But as we give away bigger prizes, the music gets a little heavier. So this, by the way, everybody knows this. You'll kick yourself if you don't
know it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not one of the 50-year-old
ones. We're not trying to trick
you. This one's a good 25, 30 years old.
They're very popular. People know this. Play it again, Richie.
Let it all go.
Yeah. That should be enough. 800-510-8255. That's the third time. We do it four times usually. So here's the last play. All right. That's our contest. Name That Christmas Tune. for the Zuzu Pet Prize, 800-510-8255. Now would be an excellent time for you to call so we can get it taken care of in the next few minutes. Meanwhile, Jennifer is trying to figure out whether George Michael is going to be the judge or is not going to be
the story the judge. That he told Extra last night.
Who
that
did? Simon did?
Simon
or
told
George
Extra's
Michael?
Terry Seymour last night that he will be one of the judges, but
who will be?
Simon.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. Yep.
The rumors are still out that maybe Mick Jagger could be one of the judges. Yeah. And the reports are that he offered George Michael the job, but then Simon last night said it won't be him. It's not George Michael, he said, quote, unquote.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't think this is just a tease?
It could be a tease, because otherwise all the other reports say that George Michael will do it because he wants to repair his image.
Right, and it'd be pretty good, but there is more than one Brit too much on a show in America.
Exactly.
That may be the key. My prediction is American Idol, this is the last year. You're done. American Idol's finished. After this, and the X Factor is going to replace it. And isn't there some other show that just started on NBC about singing? Isn't that this week? There's a new
The Sing Off.
The Sing Off.
Mm-hmm.
Who stars are? Who's the host of that?
It's Nick Lachey.
Yeah.
You're Jessica Simpson's ex-husband. Yeah, like her.
I'd rather have Jessica Simpson as the host, frankly. All right, who's Richie? Who are we talking to here?
April.
Hello, April. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Just great. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. The Zuzu Prize will be yours if you can tell us who is singing that song. What's the song?
Well, it's a pretty unmistakable opening. I think it's Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
Is that close enough, Richie?
That's it.
That is. Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas. Paul McCartney having a wonderful time this year. Yes. So are you familiar with the Zuzu Pets?
Sort of, yeah. I've heard a lot about them.
You have younger children?
No, but I have a lot of younger children around me.
All right, good. So you'll love this. Congratulations. Stand by and we'll take care of you. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. 28 after on Good Day.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast. Right now, get a 16-ounce cup of Seattle's Best Coffee and any egg muffin melt for just $2.50. Like the taste-terrific new Sunrise Subway Melt, made just how you want it. The Subway $2.50 Breakfast Combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
For a limited time only at participating restaurants, may not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards, plus tax where applicable.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Doug, good day to be Rich, good day to be Jennifer, good day to be Roberta. Not a good day to be Clay, though, because Clay's really gonzo.
He's puking.
Yeah, he's driving the bus around his apartment.
How do you have this?
Dodging the mice and whatever else he's got rolling around.
He doesn't even have a bathroom, you guys. How do you have this stomach flu when you don't have a bathroom?
All right, here's the problem. He's getting paid enough money to live better. I'm wondering what he's doing with the rest of his money. It's not like he's getting paid $5 an hour.
And he lives in New York City.
Well, but you still...
And he doesn't listen to Roberta. He lives in the expensive part of New York City, which means he lives in a dump.
He's foolish.
I mean, I told him how to live cheaply. I mean, he could live in Astoria, Long Island City, be 15 minutes away by subway.
You know, he's one of these kids. If he were my kid, I'd want to slap him.
Well, I still want to slap him. Yeah, your son lived in the biggest hole I've ever seen.
And I wanted to slap him. It was a horrible place.
And the only reason he lived in the place is because it had a cool porch.
Yeah, well.
And he could have a porch.
And you know what? I was more. That's when I took Charlotte. When I saw Charlotte messing around in that apartment with the stuff that was in that apartment, I took her. I took her.
It was a rescue.
I ended up taking Charlotte home with me.
I was uncomfortable just standing in that apartment.
It was awful. And he had two guys. He lived in the East Village, Roberta, across from the park where you see a lot of the shots in Law and Order.
Okay.
In the park
there
where they do a lot of the shots when they're outside and they're trying to, okay, we're going to sit down and think about it. And all around him are all these cool places to eat. And, you know, every time I told somebody he lived there, that's the coolest part of town. This place, it should have been condemned 20 years ago. It was awful.
And what kind of rent was he paying?
I think the three of them together were paying $1,800 a month or something like that.
Combined?
Yeah.
There was exposed wires running along the floor.
That's why it was a dump.
Yeah, $600 a month each of it. I mean, they had
how many bedrooms?
I think there's three bedrooms.
And for $1,800?
Yeah.
It should have been $1,800 each to get something decent.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well,
didn't
that's
have
the
that
word,
kind of money.
Decent.
Excuse me. So anyway.
If you want to live in Manhattan, I think that the statistic came out that if you want to live in Manhattan, you know, live, work, eat, you know, as a normal person, what I think the minimum income you have to have, last I heard, was about $160,000 a year.
Wow.
You know, Clay ain't making that.
You know, in order to...
It's divisible by some rather large number.
To live, you know, to live decently, to live, you know, I'm not talking an exorbitant life. I'm calling a normal, you know.
So, I mean, I know how much he makes every month. If you spend, you know, and he could spend... I don't know. What does he spend for this place? Is it $800 or $900 a month?
I think it's like $800.
Yeah. He could spend a little more.
And he doesn't have a bathroom.
Yeah.
He shares a bathroom down the hall.
Community bathroom, yeah.
Communal.
Yeah. Awful.
I would never.
Anyway, he's not feeling well. And one of the reasons he's not feeling well is because whatever's crawling around there is getting into
him. Everybody has it in New York.
He has no.
Everybody.
But he has no common sense. Hasn't got a lick, but he's a kid.
He's 20.
He's 20 years old. I know. I understand. Yeah. Right.
But you could if you know how to do it, you can live very cheaply in New York. You know, I never pay for theater tickets. Rarely do I pay for theater tickets. You could eat every night for free. Good Lord, if you want to drink every night for free, it's all over the place.
Well, when you're a woman,
yeah, you can drink every night for free.
No, there's always sorts of freebies going on and promotions and samplings, and it's ridiculous. And if you know where the happy hours are, you can basically eat every day for nothing.
Yeah. All right, so here's the happy hour in California.
Just have to know how to do it.
Yeah.
You'll be interested to know, Jennifer.
Yes.
There's a new union that has formed in Oakland, Jerry Brown's hometown. Oakland, California, has a new unit in the Teamsters Union. The new members are gardeners, trimmers, and they call them waterers. They have a business interest in growing pot for medical marijuana patients. The company is called Margin Investments. And they had a vote this past week, and the people that work for Margin Investments voted to bring in the Teamsters Union so that they could, in some way, shape, or form, negotiate for pay and pension, paid vacations, health insurance, because they are growing marijuana. And this is one of those legal firms that is growing marijuana for medicinal use in California. So this industry, now represented by the Teamsters Union. They are gardeners, trimmers, and in some cases cloners, because they're making, mixing and matching. You know, like all the new kinds of apples and pears and stuff, it's all hybrid. They take one twig from a tree that grows this kind of apple, and they stick it on a tree that grows another kind of apple, and all of a sudden we got a new kind of an apple. So they're doing that. I guess marijuana isn't just marijuana, There's A marijuana, B marijuana.
There's different types, different grades.
What are the different grades? What are the different types? Why is there?
Well, there's Panama Red, there's Mexican Gold, there's all different
the
types.
The two are pot experts.
All different kinds of pot. If you go to Amsterdam, they give you a menu.
How do you know what to order?
Well, it depends on the potency. It also depends on different kinds of marijuana give you different kinds of high. There's mellow highs, there's frantic highs, there's, you know, you go to sleep.
Who would want a frantic high?
Some people do. Why? Because they're going out dancing or something like that.
Yeah. All right.
So, you know, when you, like I said, you get a menu in Amsterdam.
I don't even want to know why.
Do you want to smoke some pot on Christmas, Doug? we could make it our first time, like all the cool people.
I think I'll pass. I think I'll go to see True Grit on Christmas.
Oh, man.
Instead of
that thing says Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
What has Santa Claus got in his pipe as he comes down the chimney? You know, he's...
Salvia.
Really.
All right. I wasn't quite expecting to go there, but thank you very much, Roberta. I guess I could have predicted it had I thought this thing through more clearly. Meanwhile, time for our poll today at DougStephan.com. This is basically, we have a lot of information on hot dogs today on the website, and I'm not sure.
Speaking of pot.
why it is that we decided today was a good day, other than Clay found a video which shows how hot dogs are made from the Science Channel's TV show of the same name, How It's Made. The video is about as disgusting as you could possibly imagine.
You know, Sean...
I'll never watch it.
It's one of the things Sean likes to do after we read at night is watch videos on my iPhone for just like 5 minutes, 10 minutes before he goes to sleep.
Right.
So we love to watch How It's Made. They have all of their videos of each individual segment on YouTube so we can watch them. And we actually scrolled past this last night, and I wanted him to watch it so that he would go, ooh, And then he ended up wanting to watch how hockey rinks are made instead.
So you want to watch the hot dog
thing. I want him to watch the hot dog thing so that he will never eat a hot dog again in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is, they are disgusting. And if you watch this video, you will never eat a hot dog again in your life.
All right, here, let's play a little of the audio, a couple minutes worth of the audio from this, Richie. The narrator explaining from the Science Channel how it's made, how hot dogs are made.
The idea.
How hot dogs
in fact,
are made.
There are reports of German immigrants selling them from push carts in New York's Bowery as far back as the 1860s. A century and a half later, hot dogs are still
again?
The number one treat on the street.
Oops. Well, so much for that.
Why, what happened?
I accidentally closed it.
Oh. So do we get it again, or is there a problem in what we're downloading? As to, folks, this is on the air. We're figuring this out. Is there a problem in the download of it?
No, since Clay's not here, I have to play it off of the website. Here, I got it again.
Nice.
Hold on, here you go.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs are an all-American fare.
All right,
but most likely, it was German sausage makers who first came up with the idea. In fact, there are reports of German immigrants selling them from push carts in New York's Bowery as far back as the 1860s. A century and a half later, hot dogs are still the number one treat on the street.
Here's where it gets gross.
Traditional hot dogs are made from a mix of pork, beef, and chicken.
Yeah. What
the
part of
the
pork?
They start with are called
beef,
trimmings.
Chicken.
Pieces of meat left
trimmings.
Over from cutting
right.
steaks or pork chops.
It's called fat.
Oh, my God.
You
have to
watch
this.
By pushing the cuts through.
That's how hot dogs are made.
I used to make sausages with my dad at the restaurant all the time.
I was going to say, tune in Monday for sausage packing on.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So if you watch this, this is so disgusting.
It is. And I don't want to do it. I want to get Peter Greenberg and help people find free Wi-Fi and get Dr. Ken in here. Anyway, our poll today. Focusing on hot dogs and other processed foods, how much attention do you pay to food like that? A, I read all the labels and stay away from chemically produced foods. B, my meals come out of a box and I cook them in the microwave. C, my diet...
play.
Exactly. My diet contains more processed foods than it ought to, but I'm trying to cut down. And D, I only eat all natural organic food. There you go. Yesterday's poll, do you tip extra during the holidays? 48% of you said yes, you did. You love spreading Christmas cheer with your Christmas cash. 25% of you said, no, I can't afford to tip any extra. 14% of you said, yes, but only because I feel obligated to do it. 11% said, I never tip. There you go. And 2% said that they don't deserve it. Bah, humbug. All right, so that's that story. Peter Greenberg now with some tips on finding free Wi-Fi. If you're going to be traveling this Christmas, this is very important stuff for you.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. As wireless internet becomes more common, the trick is figuring out where it's available for free. Unfortunately, that may not be your hotel room, but there are some familiar spots where you can get connected. McDonald's announced that it's removing the fee to use Wi-Fi in 11,000 locations nationwide. One of the first chains to offer free Wi-Fi was Panera Bread. Just go online to find a location near you, and if there's a signal icon next to the listing, you know it's got access, and it's free. When you're off the highway and into town, it's a good bet that a local coffee shop might offer free wireless. And some regional chains like Caribou and Pete's Coffee and Tea now offer limited time access as well. But you're not stuck with just cafes and restaurants. All of the Barnes & Noble bookstores in the country and about two-thirds of the libraries in the U.S. also offer free Wi-Fi. To find other recognizable spots where you can get connected without paying a fortune, check out a website like WiFiFreeSpot.com. For more information, visit PeterGreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Thanks so much for flying with us. Bye-bye. Take care now.
Hear that? That's the sound of Avis trying harder. Skip the counter and head straight to your car with Avis Preferred Service. Visit Avis.com to create your profile or update your preferences. Avis, we try harder.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why TravelGuard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a TravelGuard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
Healthy weight loss is an ongoing issue for many of my clients. The road to weight loss always needs to include exercise and a healthy diet. One of the factors in a poor diet that people often overlook is that a diet that lacks nutrients actually increases hunger. So if your body is getting empty calories and not getting the nutrients it needs for health, weight loss will be very difficult indeed. Getting more fiber in your diet is also beneficial, since fiber makes you feel full sooner and longer. Fiber also moves fat through your digestive system faster. Because it can be difficult to make sure that you're getting all your nutrients, including fiber, in your daily diet, the company Genesis Today has created a great tasting juice that contains 24,000 milligrams of acai berry, plus fiber and other nutrients in every serving. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice, and don't forget to exercise, and you will be on the road to maintaining a healthy weight.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit GenesisToday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you this time around by the best way for you as an American male to protect your prostate. Actually, you don't have to be an American male. A lot of people listen at DougSteffen.com and GoodDayShow.com around the world, Ken, and they could benefit by getting a hold of Super Beta Prostate. And by the way, you can call this number. It's an 800 number from anywhere around the world, 607-7078, and order your free supply of Super Beta Prostate so you can protect that asset, which is most important to you. As you get older, you want to protect it more, and because of what's going on in our bodies, Ken, this is a pretty important step to take to protect it and keep it healthy.
Whatever country, whatever planet a guy's listening to us on, Super Beta Prostate is going to be helpful. It has beta-cytosterols in it. In the medical journal Lancet, it's been proven safe and effective for hypertrophy and enlargement of the prostate.
Don't need a prescription, just need to call 800-607-7078. Get your free first month's start on this. You pay small shipping and handling charge. That's it. And you're on your way to health and a long life, I think. You feed the prostate. That's what Ken's suggesting. And you can do it 10 times better here than any place else. It's Beta Prostate at 800-607-7078. Stem cells get big play. A U.S. man is HIV-free. What's the story, Ken?
Amazing. We may have cured a patient with AIDS. This was published this week in the medical journal. Scientists in Germany on an American performed a bone marrow transplant using a donor with a rare genetic mutation, Doug, that is naturally resistant to HIV. We know that 1 in 100 Caucasians have this rare mutation that allows them to protect themselves from the HIV virus. It cannot attach to the cell. And this man who had AML, leukemia, which we talked about yesterday, as a last-ditch effort after the chemotherapy didn't work and they didn't have the great drugs we heard about yesterday, they did a transplant, a bone marrow transplant. 3 years later, no AIDS.
All right, so under the circumstances, what does this do to the political fight over stem cell therapy?
Well, I don't know if it has impact on that. You know, that we can talk about that all over the weekend about that whole issue. Hopefully we're looking for new stem cells which won't use embryos so that people will not have to go there and we can do research and make everybody happy.
Well, that was the whole thing. Not many of the stem cells came from embryos anyway.
Exactly.
And the government just didn't fund the embryonic stem cell, but they funded a whole lot of other stem cell stuff that might come from you having a bone marrow transplant or something like that, right?
Fund whatever they want.
Dr. Ken on Good Day.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Who has gone from a size 16 to a size 6 and looks like a relatively small, buff bodybuilder at the moment. Have you seen pictures of her, Jennifer?
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah. And I'm not telling you I'm not going from the film Dreamgirls, in which she appears along with Eddie Murphy and Beyonce and Jamie Foxx, number one during this weekend. 2006. She was the American Idol runner-up, wasn't she, in 2005?
She was like number four, right, Jennifer?
Four.
I think
she was a runner-up.
So, I don't think she was a runner-up. She was like four or five.
Yeah,
far.
She was.
She may have gotten further than a lot of the other. There are only two or three who have been in American Idol that have been further. Yeah, she's been in movies.
She was the one. It was a shock when she got booted off.
Yeah.
And I remember she was, I think, fourth or fifth.
Right.
And she should have been either first or second.
Yeah. She does have a big voice.
No, she looks great.
Now, the question would be, and I don't know that I'd have the conversation here and now, but one of the things that has a bearing, if you look at the singers who have big voices like that and how they succeed, usually it's because they have some girth or some heft. And I don't mean that to be a wise guy. It's just that that's the diaphragmatic movements.
Lungs.
Especially, big opera singers that are good, people who have heavy, big voices that are successful, both men and women, are usually bigger. So going from size 16 to size 6, what that'll do for, I guess that remains to be seen. How do you like that analysis, Chucker? I'm pretty good at that sort of thing, right?
That's pretty interesting. Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. I mean, Christina Aguilera has a pretty good voice, and she's pretty petite, so.
Yeah, but how long does it last? You look at Taylor Swift. A lot of these girls that have these big voices, a lot of the country, Carrie Underwood's not a big woman. But do they last? Dolly Parton has lost all her weight, but she's got heft. The obvious ha-ha, she has heft. never mind, I'm not going there. Time to move on. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments. Now,
Can I just interject?
Help yourself, please, Chucker.
You know, I just want to point out, watching Larry King last night in his last episode, was it was a really good piece of television, and for me, somebody who does watch him almost every night, I felt pretty bad that he is leaving TV.
We listened to some of the audio. I only saw a bit of it in an airport, actually passing through. So I didn't get the sense of it. I heard some audio. The stuff that sounded the best was when Donald Trump was on with him and when Bill Clinton was there, and they were sort of back and forth, the Bill Maher stuff. That sounded like it was pretty good. The Arnold Schwarzenegger and Barack Obama stuff was canned, and it wasn't enjoyable. But it looked like there could have been, you know, those are always the best moments, whether it's radio or television, the moments, and even the movies, the outtakes of the movies. Those are always the best moments, it seems. And this was almost
I thought in the last 3 minutes when he had his family, had his wife on, his two children, and he asked his son, he said, "Do you have any final thoughts?" And his son said, "Now you'll get a chance to spend some time with me." I thought that was very really interesting and sort of sad that came out.
Yeah, well, he's had a lot of sadness. I remember talking to him once about his daughter when he and I were on some show together. I don't even remember what it was. But his daughter was a real problem. She'd gone off, and he was talking to me about her smoking. Right. This was just the two of us were standing around. I don't even remember how we got to this. We were talking. We were somewhere together, and he had just given up smoking. So was that long? How long ago was that? 20 years ago? 15 years ago, whenever he gave up smoking. And he couldn't get his daughter from his first wife or his only other child, who was about 20-something at the time, to stop smoking. And you could see that it troubled him greatly that he couldn't get her away from tobacco. It really was very interesting, very telling about him. And then I remember seeing him. He and I were on, we were at the Labor Day telethon, and he came in, and Stuttering John was around trying to make him, I don't remember what he was trying to do. He was being foolish as usual. And he was trying to embarrass Larry King. And King looked at him and said, "Hey, you're dealing with the big boys now. Get out of the way."
That's funny.
You know, funny. At one more point, it is amazing that Larry King's ratings, although I do not think it's Larry King's fault at all, I just think it's a trend on the CNN network, have gone from 3 million viewers a night to 650,000. And I don't think Piers Morgan
is a zero. You get nothing out of him. He's his big zero. What a waste of time. All right, Chucker, what's coming out this weekend that we'll be interested in?
Tron Legacy, which is expected to open number one. Yogi Bear, How Do I Know, which is a romantic comedy with Reese Witherspoon, Jack Nicholson, and Owen Wilson. That film's very expensive. Some say upwards of $140 million budget.
Wow.
Reese Witherspoon, $15 million. Nicholson, $12 million. Owen Wilson, $10 million. It's only expected to open in the $10 to $15 million range.